You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we don't have to worry about any flurries or anything at Mile High Stadium this weekend. The Broncos are actually down in Houston, Texas on Sunday to play the Texans. The Avs lost in overtime last night in Arizona. Damn it. And Arizona, well, that's where the Nuggets will be tonight. They'll have a game against the Suns. But the big game this weekend, rubbing my hands together. And Jeremy, look what I am wearing.
What you got on?
I got my Ore Digger
hoodie,
man.
Look at you jumping on the bandwagon. I like that hoodie, though. That's good.
I'm all aboard that bandwagon, my friend.
That's a white hoodie, though. You better be careful with what you're eating.
I know.
A little marinara or chocolate on it, yeah.
The Ore Diggers from the Colorado School of Mines have another big playoff game. It's quarterfinal game tomorrow, and it's going to be in Golden. So I think everybody in the Denver area should show out for that. They'll be hosting Central Washington. The Ore Diggers are 12-0, and I say they are going all the way this year.
Right.
Speaking of football, former Bronco Von Miller turned himself in yesterday after a warrant was issued for his arrest on suspicion of felony assault against a pregnant woman.
Yeah, I heard knick-knack in the office yesterday. I wasn't in there. And she goes, "Are you kidding me?"
I know.
Because she's a big Von Miller fan. I mean, you know, Bronco fan. And she's like, "Why do these guys keep doing this?"
I know. Hey, we got to let, you know, the justice system play out and see what happened and everything. But right now, he has turned himself in. So,
and this, you know, and this woman was pregnant.
I was just talking about him yesterday on our show when we were talking about nerds. And I was talking about how Von Miller used to always own the fact that he was a nerd. And
Sounds like he's more than that. What a jerk.
Well, like I said, we'll see what happens. I didn't watch TV last night because the television in my house was overtaken by my wife and stepdaughter watching the finale of The Golden Bachelor. So I just went upstairs and read. But I woke up this morning to find out that this will be a spoiler, so if you've got it recorded or you're going to go back and watch it, give us about 40 seconds and then tune back in. Jerry made his final pick last night. Jeremy, he picked Teresa.
Yeah, I know, and I hear that this is not a good choice. He made the wrong choice. And again, some very loud noises from the other room with Nick Nat going, "Are you kidding me?"
Yeah. The fan favorite was Leslie, and she broke down in sobs at not getting chosen. But plenty of people say she's the real winner because she'll probably become the first Golden Bachelorette.
Yeah, sounds like she got pretty pissed.
Isn't that how it works, though, right? If you
usually
lose that finale, then you go on to host the next one.
Sometimes. Everybody's rooting for this one woman that had to leave early during the show, though, to go back and be with her daughter who was having some issues. And she was like the fan favorite. She wanted, Jerry to pick her, and she came back for the tell-all, and, you know, that's the big stink now is that she should be the next one. But I bailed on that show a little while ago, but Nick Nack stuck with it. And the thread of texts between, you know, like all the girls all night long with this. Ugh.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it dominated at my house last night, so. Yeah. These producers.
I don't like who he picked. I don't like her.
I don't care.
I don't like her at all.
Hey, there's a recall of cantaloupe. Oh, my God.
Yep.
A salmonella outbreak that has affected 34 states so far. Yours might be fine. Just be sure to check online to confirm where the bad cantaloupe is from, because you don't want to monkey with this. They say more than 60 people have been hospitalized, and so far, 2 people have died from this.
This is nothing to mess around with.
This is a serious outbreak of salmonella, and again, it's with cantaloupe. So check the news sites to find out which ones are tainted, because yours could be okay. When people hear this, they just throw all their cantaloupe away.
They do, and I'm telling you, I watched a show called Poisoned on Netflix that has to do with all these tainted products with salmonella and everything, and it's not just the cantaloupe. Anything that it's touched in your kitchen, you have to disinfect and clean.
You
got to
spray down your counters and everything.
Because it attaches to everything. It'll kill you.
It'll kill you.
It will. It's scary. I didn't know salmonella was that bad after watching this show. And it's a horrific death. It essentially eats your insides, and it's not pretty.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, you brought up a cantaloupe.
Hey, listen, Jodie Foster is saying what most of us have said for several years now. She's on record as saying superhero movies are a phase that has lasted too long. And you know what? That might be being borne out by some of the box office lately. It might be that we've got superhero movie fatigue, and God, I hope so.
Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom starts up December 22nd, for those interested.
Speaking of movies, though, here's some new ones that are coming out this weekend. There's one called Silent Night. Emphasis on the silent, Jeremy, and you'll see why here in a second. A man sees his young son die on Christmas Eve after being caught in a gang's crossfire, which also left this man without a voice. Get it? Silent
Get
Night.
It.
He has no voice.
Oh, boy.
He then begins rigorously training to avenge his son. This stupid, dumb action thriller from mindless, mouth-breathing people is from director John Woo. So rush right out and
John
see that.
Woo?
John Woo.
He's the John Wick guy, isn't he?
The producer of John Wick is involved. I don't know. Did Woo direct?
Woo direct? Maybe not.
I know the producer from John Wick is attached to this silliness. There's also, you know, if Tay-Tay can make a whole bunch of money at the box office, why can't Beyoncé... Renaissance, a film by Beyoncé, opens today, a movie that highlights the making of Beyoncé's Renaissance album and a behind-the-scenes look at the development and execution of her world tour.
I've got to check that out.
And then there's also Godzilla Minus One, a Japanese film with English subtitles. And if I have to explain what a Godzilla movie is, it is probably not for you. Just move on. Quickly, some news for nerds for you. If you suffer from migraine, we were just talking to a woman the other day who told us that she missed, you know, a day and a half or whatever of work because of her migraines. I feel so bad for people who have to suffer through that. There's a new study that has come out now that has confirmed that migraines are basically a pain in the neck, literally. It has to do with overworked or inflamed neck muscles. Doctors suspected this, but now it has been proven with studies. If you suffer from migraines, there's a pretty good chance it is originating in your neck.
Okay.
And then space news. For the first time in more than 50 years, the United States of America will have a moon landing.
Hey, that's cool.
This thing is going up on
Our
Christmas
first
Eve.
First one, right?
First one in more than 50 years.
Oh.
It will launch on Christmas Eve, and then it's supposed to touch down on the moon on January 25th. Why would it take a month? It only takes like 3 days to get to the moon. Anyway, the other countries have been landing some things on the moon, but the U.S. hasn't done it. This is being done by a private company, too, called Astrobotic. I love that name. They are working with NASA, but they're going to take up a whole bunch of instruments and study the lunar surface.
Cool.
And so there we go. U.S. is finally getting back to the moon.
Your boys, Dom and Jeremy.
Well, the calendar officially flipped to the 1st of December. Some things popping this month. Eddie Murphy has a brand new holiday flick called Candy Cane Lane hitting Prime Video today. I would imagine that's going to be part of family movie night this weekend. Yay. The Taylor Swift Eras Tour is available on demand on the 15th. The new Wonka movie is coming out this month.
Interesting.
On the 15th.
I want to
see
about that. It's got that Timothée Chalamet.
Chalamet. Yeah, it looks actually kind of decent, so I don't know. New episodes of The Crown, Doctor Who, The Great British Baking Show, Holidays Edition, and of course Christmas, the Super Bowl of holidays, right? It's going to be this month, so that's going on. Today is National Peppermint Bark Day, which one survey calls America's favorite holiday treat. I'm not mad at that. I love peppermint bark.
I love
anything with like peppermint bark that's been crunched into like teeny tiny pieces and then sprinkled on top. Knickknack's trying to come up with her cookie for the big cookie exchange that Mom Squad does every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was suggesting doing something with Rice Krispie treats last night. Make Rice Krispie treats, dip them in some dark chocolate, and then sprinkle peppermint bark on top. I was like, just make up your own. That sounds freaking tasty right there. It's like, do something different besides cookies. That's so boring.
But it's a cookie exchange.
Yeah, it's so boring, though. Do something different. What else is going on? Oh, speaking of peppermint goodness, there's a random question out this morning talking about candy canes and candy cane eating etiquette and the most popular way to eat them. 1,500 people were surveyed. Where do you start on the candy cane? Do you start at the straight end, or are you a monster and start on the curved end? And then 17% of people said, nah, neither. I just break it into pieces and just chew on it. But if I'm going into the candy cane, I'm going straight in
first. What
about
the percentage like me? That you start with opening up the trash can lid and dumping it in.
Hey-o! You don't like candy canes?
No.
I always loved candy canes because you start on the long end and you suck on them for a while and you can get them to a super sharp point that you could kill a friend with.
I know about that, right, but I always started on the curved end, and you're saying that that's
crazy.
Like for like how do you psychotic do that? People or whatever? Like serial killers
whole,
or whatever?
What are you doing? Trying to... So you're like a sheep herder trying to hurt some sheep with your cheek or something.
I don't know. It's more fun to eat it that way. But like I said, I don't even... That's,
you don't do it?
I'm not a candy
yeah,
okay,
yeah, I could see
maybe
that.
Maybe that's why I was eating them wrong.
I could see that. Hey, there's a rumor spreading online again this morning along the same lines of Olive Garden a few weeks ago. The rumor is that Wendy's is shutting down all of their locations.
Oh.
Some Verify news teams looked into this very important topic. And no, Wendy's is not closing all their locations. The rumor appears to have originated from some Facebook ads again, suggesting that Wendy's is permanently closing. And sucker, if you believe all that. I mean, obviously, right? Wendy's is not going to be closing down.
I'm looking to see what they are worth right now and how much money Wendy's makes. And this is if people would see this.
They're not going to shut down. Why is this a thing all of a sudden, though? All these fake Facebook ads popping.
Oh, because people know that other people are gullible and will believe anything.
And they're probably, online. These people posting there are probably making bank because, you know, clicking through on these links, you're probably making money somehow.
I hate to say it, I'm not trying to be mean, but my stepdaughter is one of those. She believes almost everything that she reads online.
Yeah. Yeah, I know those people, too.
She's not alone. I mean, obviously, just based on your story.
But they had to have a Verify team, you know?
Yeah, Wendy's net income is up 24%. I don't think
they're
closing Jack.
Yeah, Wendy's is doing fine. They're doing fine. Hey, if you're going on a date this weekend, get ready to fork out some cash. The average American now thinks a good date should cost about $196. Men think a good date should be about $200. Spend an average about $220, they said, compared to $170 for the ladies. That's probably about right if you're trying to impress a little bit, going to a nice restaurant. $196 is the average. It doesn't really change when you get married. We had a date night last night. We went to Target. And we spent about $200. So
there you go.
It doesn't change when you guys get married. You spend that money in different places. That's all.
You know what the difference is that you're, I think, more likely, the longer you date, you're more likely to get dessert.
Yeah, probably.
That's what I think.
Yeah, you're probably right, man.
Because, I mean, in the early days, nobody wants to look like a fat pig, and so you always pass on dessert. But after you've been together a while, you're like, yeah, let's
share that chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, it's Christmas time. People are buying gifts. According to a new survey, 82% of people are wide open to receiving secondhand gifts for the holidays, which is actually up from last year. And most people don't have a problem giving those used gifts. They say the stigma around that is kind of lessened anymore.
Well, I guess I would need a specific. Like, in some cases, no, I don't want your used gift. But in some cases, it would be, like, totally fine.
Your used socks or something.
But something else.
Some of the most re-gifted items are, like, secondhand books.
Sure.
CDs, DVDs, if you're still using those. Toys, jewelry. Video games, things like that. Yeah, any sort of electronic, I feel like. Yeah, hand it over. If you're not using it anymore.
Yeah, you got an iPad you're not using anymore? Give it to somebody.
Yeah, there you go. All right, hey, look at this.
Clickbait.
A little clicky-baity action on our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Get your gag reflex ready for today's clickbait. This woman named Kate, she's a professional cleaner of 15 years, says that she would prefer to clean a dirty toilet than a dishwasher any day. And she has an example when she twists out the little filter inside the dishwasher that looks like it has oysters and mushrooms growing from the filter because it is so thick with goo. And she was describing the smell. So it's also a very nice public service that you need to get into your dishwasher and clean that freaking filter.
I was going to say, it's a good little reminder for people who don't think to do that.
A lot of people have no idea. So anyway, check out this nasty filter. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.